Well, as we know, cafes and restaurants have been hit hard by the restrictions stopping people from being inside their premises. They can still offer takeaway, but last night one business that was doing just that was abruptly shut down. Tess Robins is the owner of The Rio, a former milk bar that had been transformed into a restaurant in the suburb of Summer Hill in Sydney's inner west. She's been speaking to Nick Grimm.
Originally, we were contemplating just shutting down completely. However, given the options in place set out by the government, the support by the government and also for my employees, it wasn't really a viable step to take. So we thought we'd move into the world of takeaway, which gives people some sanity at their doorstep and also allows for the distance to occur.
So delivering meals and alcohol?
Yes. Yeah, so a full experience, a full Rio experience on your doorstep.
So what happened when you tried to do that?
We kicked it off last night and it was going brilliantly and everyone was very, very excited about it and happy about it. And then by 7 o'clock, we were shut down by the local licensing officers.
Why? What reason did they give?
Their reason was that they abide by legislation and not by the statement of regulatory intent. So they stated that they didn't need to allow us. They didn't have to allow us to do this, and that because our legislation, our license states that we're an on-premise venue, we can't do it.
So you're a business that's seen your trade decimated by these restrictions. You're trying to find a way to trade through this problem, but you've been shut down.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Beyond angry. I think being in hospitality, we've always been viewed as the nanny state, and I've certainly have been in hospitality since I was 18, so I'm well aware that we're always going to be the nanny state. However, given the extreme circumstances that we're in at present, I thought that if everyone else is on board, government's on board, the liquor and gaming's on board, there's no reason why our officers, our officials can't be on board with allowing the little Aussie battlers to continue to make a couple of dollars here and there so then they can survive.
What is this crisis doing to your business and for your staff?
I'm a single mum with two kids. So for me, it's crushing a household. The business has taken 2.5 years to build to where it is, and 6 months of closure will mean that we have to rebuild all over again. And my staff are still having to pay rent because although they've been given the option for New Start, if I do make them redundant, they haven't put in place any holds on or rental or loan repayments for the little guys. So they still have to make money, and $550 a week is not going to cover rent in Sydney.
And just to clarify, this wasn't because you had too many people inside your premises.
No. We literally have shut up shop to the point that no one is allowed on premise. If you'd like a takeaway, you have to stand outside on the footpath. And even then we have signs and gaps, and there was never more than one person outside on the footpath last night. Inside, I have three staff, and all three staff are in different rooms. And the deliveries were dealt with gloves and a mask on. And we're insanely hygienic premise regardless of COVID-19. So it was certainly a bit of a shock to the system that we weren't even able to continue regardless of everything that we were doing.
Tess Robins, the owner of Sydney restaurant The Rio, speaking with Nick Grimm.